If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Stephanie Klett is in the studio. She joins us somewhat regularly as the president and CEO of Visit Lake Geneva. This is our Best of the Midwest, and it's your turn again. Stephanie, how are you?
I'm doing great, and we were so thrilled to have you and your fabulous wife, Brenda, at our annual Winterfest and America's Snow Sculpting Invitational, and I never circled back with you. I got to see you there.
You gave us the tour.
On location, a little tour, but you have to tell me from front to end, what impressed you, what you liked. I hope there wasn't anything you didn't like. But let's just start with you had lunch at Lake City Social, right downtown.
Oh, yeah, we did. Food was good. I had a cocktail because I thought I'm in Wisconsin. It's what we do.
It is what we do.
I will say this, just overall our experience, because we've been there for four seasons, but I knew how big a draw this was, and I thought it was going to be too many people, and it was not. I don't know if it's because people are on the ice, or they're more indoors, but they were outdoors too. Anyway, there was no, it wasn't claustrophobic at all. You could move about, and you know, you got to find a place to park, and then you move about. And I thought the winter experience for us was every bit as good as the summer.
I'm so glad to hear you say that, because that's what I tell folks, is it was winter in Lake Geneva that made me fall in love
really?
With winter.
Yeah.
And one, it's that, you know, the signature event with Winterfest in America's Snow Sculpting Championship. But, you know, the snow sculptures are in two different places.
Yeah.
And then the ice sculptures go back several blocks.
Yeah.
And then we have the beach area and the frozen lake. So you really do have room to roam.
People spread out. Those snow sculptures are hard to put in words, aren't they?
They are. And you know what? Having Mexico, former world champions there, and you were there when Turkey, of course, was there for the first time, and their sculpture imploded on itself. And you know what? No one, you know, it's very competitive there, but no one's like, yay, all the snow sculptors. You know, it felt like a funeral.
They were, I know. One of our own has fallen.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah.
But did you have a favorite?
We liked the one where it was a bird with the arms spread out, and then there were little like holes in the wings, you know. Do you know the one I'm talking
about? Was it the owl?
Yes.
With the rising from the, yes.
Yeah.
You liked it. And I liked the one right by that from Sculptura Borealis, and that was the alien with all the AI intelligence.
Well, that's the one that won, right?
That was second place.
Second place.
But it won the artist's choice.
Yeah. Now, that one was not my favorite, although it was really clever because it had a TV set and a crushed beer can right on the ground.
Yeah.
And it looks like the alien is chilling out. And, I mean, what a concept. So that's just kind of modern and funny. And then some of them were magnificent. And then the one, I think, from Minnesota was like of a mushroom or
it
some
was.
Sort
they
of
were
plant.
Third place.
That was, so the detail on that, like the wings on the bird, for instance, or on the fins of the mushroom, were sometimes just like an inch apart or, you know, an inch wide.
It's amazing.
It's like carving in wood.
It is amazing. And I want to do a shout out to the team from Illinois, Cave People from Space.
That was
they
the name
ended
of the team.
They ended up winning the People's Choice Award.
Did they? That was a very funny one. It was a cowboy or something in a hat?
It was a cowboy in a big hat with his Labrador, with his dog.
I don't know what that had to do with Cave People from Space.
That's just their name.
Yeah. and I don't know why they chose that to design, but they did. And there was no guessing what some of these things were. One was just as impressive as the next, and they were still like fully intact too. They weren't melting or falling down,
and right now they're still intact.
Are they
now
really?
they're shrinking.
Yeah,
they're shrinking, and the snow's getting a little dirty, but we still have people driving through town and taking pictures.
Well, that's what we were all doing then. As we roamed about, we'd get our picture taken next to them, or people are just taking pictures of them. And as much as we have talked the last few years about the snow sculpting competition in Lake Geneva, I'd never done it. It sounded like a fun time. It's a destination. I mean, you should just go for that alone.
I agree. It's so worth it, even if it's a day trip, but we love it. A lot of people come for 3 or 4 days because they want to see the plain block of snow. When it's 10 feet tall nothing on it.
And I didn't see that.
And they want to see every day the transformation.
We also enjoyed the illusion show, the magic show.
Tristan Christ Magic Theater. What did you think?
I thought it was hilarious and really surprising. Like, you know, he's standing there and there's nothing there. And then you turn around and there's a helicopter.
Yes.
Or a motorcycle or something.
Yes.
You know that these tricks are going to take place and you're straining your brain to figure out how is he doing that? And
yes.
You cannot figure it out.
Well, especially because it's a 200-seat theater.
Yeah.
It's not like you're half a mile away. You are 5 feet from the stage.
Yeah.
And so he's incredible. A couple years ago, he won International Illusionist of the Year.
He did a thing where it's like mix the cards around on a he opened up a deck of cards, put it on a surface, had a little girl move the cards around, mix them around, shuffle them around. But she had previously looked at a card. And in fact, I think she showed it to us. Anyway, then they're all mixed around, and then he takes a knife out and bam, slams it on the table. It's pierced one of the cards. It's her card.
Oh.
And I'm like, how did he do that?
I know. It's amazing.
Yeah. He did some of the sort of staple tricks that maybe you've seen some version of before, like there's a locked box with somebody's name in it, and then somebody stands up, it's their name, and it's the name in the box. I mean, that times 10.
Yes.
And even it's really, really fun, especially since there were kids that were 8 years old that were totally absorbed. And 80 years old, that were totally absorbed.
Yes. It's one of those things that every person we bring there, I think they're thinking, oh, Lake Geneva, a little magic theater. Oh, this is going to be so...
That was me. I'm like, all right.
It's amazing.
This is going to be hammy. And it is a little hammy.
Yeah, but the fun hammy.
Totally. I mean, it's and by the way, the crowd was raucous. Like there's maybe a group of 10 women. They were there for a girls' weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And they'd had a cocktail, and they were having a lot of fun. And then there were families, but the crowd was, like, into it. So if Curtis, right?
Tristan.
Yep. If Tristan says, are you guys ready? Everybody goes, yeah. And I just thought, this room is ready to be entertained, and he really delivers.
He does. And I love his assistant, Shannon, happens to be his fiancée. I know.
Oh, really?
She has long, long blonde hair. And
wears really tight clothes.
Yes, she does, and has the figure to pull it off.
She does.
She's amazing.
She's part of the show.
She is. And so I think he distracts us with her because you're always looking at what kind of outfit she's going to be wearing next.
She changes a lot.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you finally got to go to one of my favorite restaurants in the state of Wisconsin, Ristorante Brazago at the Grand Geneva.
I did ask you, like, where should we go? And we've eaten at several places there now, but that was really nice.
Tell me what you liked about it.
What did we get? I'm trying to remember now because the Manfredinis joined us there. So there was a little bit of everything.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Did I miss my invite on that?
Yes, you did. I'm trying to remember now what we had because you can get a steak there, which I get sometimes.
You can.
But I can't imagine. Oh, I think I got a chicken dish. I'm sorry.
Did you get the Amish chicken? No, that's probably at the Chop House did that.
Yeah.
Why I ask you what you ate is because I've probably dined there 10 times and I can't pronounce anything I've ever ordered. It's one of those places where the executive chef, the sous chef, all of them, they create masterpieces. So I usually just look at the menu and point to what I want.
Exactly.
Because it's some truffle risotto, this, that, but it's just, I think if you're a foodie, it is a great place for you.
This is at the Grand Geneva Resort and Spa. And the other thing I liked about it, and I told you this last time we were there, was that, the place is massive. How many acres is Grand Geneva Resort?
It's on 1,300 acres.
And last time we were there, we got there late. I didn't get to see the lay of the land. Now, when you drive through it, it's really impressive to see. But I love how they have that lobby area with the bar. And then again, they had live jazz music being performed.
That's my favorite.
There's a couple hundred people out there just kind of sitting and kibitzing. And it just had such a nice, lodgy, fun feel, you know? And then you have a cocktail, maybe the kids were running around a little bit. It was very family friendly, but the dinner was really, really good.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear it.
Yeah.
And then you ended your kind of weekend getaway in Delavan at
Lake Lawn Resort.
A restaurant called 1878.
And I thought that was a little more quieter, you know, mm-hmm. that threw off kind of a less bustling, but more relaxing vibe. Do you mm-hmm. agree with that?
I do. It's really chill, but you have a great view of Delavan Lake. And Delavan Lake is known as a terrific fishing lake.
Yeah.
So a lot of people from around the Midwest come to Lake Delavan or Delavan Lake to fish. And there are also five Frank Lloyd Wright homes around that lake.
Wow.
Yeah, and they're still original. Nothing's been transformed.
Well, the lake was certainly frozen when we were there, so there were some vehicles out there and ice houses, a snowmobiler traversing across the ice. Our waitress was from Nevada, like Reno or Las Vegas, and she had just moved there. And she was kind of catching us up on how fantastic the frozen lake was. She couldn't get her mind over it. She had bought her first winter coat. And it was just a really fun conversation with her. The view out the window was beautiful across the frozen lake. And we had a really nice breakfast there.
Oh, I'm so glad. I love the food there. They also have a really wonderful spa called Caladora Spa. And what I like, it's got a little style, but it's not too fancy, because some spas are so fancy that you almost feel like you need to dress up to go to them. So they have a really terrific spa.
Stephanie, look at the clock.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. So what else do you want our listeners to know about Lake Geneva?
Well, you know what? It's still winter and there's so much to do.
All the things I just described, with the exception of the snow sculptures, which are melting, you can do tomorrow.
You can. So we have igloo dining. We have sledding. We have cross-country skiing. We have snowshoeing. And you can rent skis or snowshoes at a place in downtown Lake Geneva called Clearwater Outdoor. The igloo dining, I'm just a major fan of. But we have the mountaintop at the Grand Geneva for skiing and sledding for kids. We have Wilmot Mountain for some of the best snow tubing. They have 22 runs, I think, in the Midwest. And of course, they're owned by Vail. So it is impeccably run. They have a great ski school if you want to learn how to ski. And then, of course, the dining, the spas. We have Lake Geneva zip lines and adventures courses. So 22 zip lines and test yourself on, or 9 zip lines and 22 outdoor courses. So if you want a physical challenge, you can get that too.
I thought you and I were going to preview things to do in the spring. We'll do that another day, but there's probably, well, 6 more weeks of winter, or 5.
Yes.
According to the groundhogs. So it's still a good place to go to get a winter getaway and not go far.
It is. And then get ready, because spring we come alive.
Oh, so you'll be more animated then? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, we're going to talk about a Whiskey Fest event that is out of this world.
Stephanie Kleth is the president and CEO of Visit Lake Geneva. That's their website, visitlakegeneva.com. All right, my friend, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for joining us.